But I always say that it is so much easier for people to understand video a lot more these days. Not everyone, but if you can, you know, video, even with captions, with even if they just take the audio part of it out, like the tutorials when you're teaching somebody, training someone how to do it, it's just so easy to show them as opposed to try and write down all the steps. I definitely think both can work, but I know in our business, like I make so many video tutorials for my staff to be like, okay, this is how you do it. I mean, that's also the way I learn. So probably there's a bias there, but I love that Canva has created that. So it really is this kind of one-stop shop that just does so much. Do you love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 168 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you're listening to this in real time, it is Thursday, the 13th of January, and I have to give a special shout out to my eldest son, the person who made me a mum, Levi Ribeiro, who is turning 9 today. Whoop, whoop! So happy birthday, Levi. Thank you for being such an amazing son. And I know that sometimes we have this podcast on because I kind of proof listen to it when it comes out. And so I just want to say thank you for being an amazing son, an amazing big brother. We're so proud of you and I can't wait to spend today with you. So happy birthday. And for everyone else listening, thank you for tuning in. Today it is a coaching episode and I'm going to dive into some really practical, helpful tools that have helped me massively in my business. But before I do, I want to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the beautiful land on which I record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. The other thing I want to mention before I get stuck into today's podcast is that we are contacting people now about group coaching. So if you're listening to this and you would like to be part of the next round of group coaching, which is where you spend an entire year with myself and 9 other creative and curious and amazing small business owners, where we meet every 2 weeks for 12 months and we go through every part of business and you have access to myself, you have access to the other small business owners and a whole bunch of great experts that come in on everything from law to finance through to SEO through to creativity, then definitely check out mydailybusinesscoach.com/group coaching. You can apply there. You go through an interview process with myself just to make sure that we get, you know, the right fit and we get the right type of people in there, that it's a really great curated group. And yeah, so get on that because we are closing that very, very soon. So it's mydailybusinesscoach.com/group coaching. All right, let's get into today's coaching episode. So I am often asked questions in DMs, so direct message on Instagram for anyone who doesn't use that terminology. And I love hearing from people. I love hearing your questions. And one of the questions that I get asked a lot is about either technology like software platforms or about kind of tools. So, hey, I'm thinking of buying this. Do you know anyone who's used it? Do any of your clients use it? Or, hey, we've just signed up to this software program. What do you think? Or, hey, I'm deciding between these things. And I thought that today I would actually relay a number of the tools that I have bought or used in the last year so that, you know, it's not stuff that I bought years and years ago and then you try and Google it and you can't find it anywhere or it's like sold out everywhere. Yeah, I thought I would kind of go through some tools that I have found really, really, really useful in my business. I have recommended them to clients. I know they have found them really useful. And so, yeah, just thought I would share this. And if you are in a place where you can't take notes, then know that you can find the full list of all of these items over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/168, as this is episode 168. So whether you are looking for something for yourself, you're kind of like, you know what, 2022, I finally want to get some stuff sorted. I want to get better equipment, or I want to get onto, you know, better software programs, then, you know, this is for you. But also equally, if you forgot to get a gift for somebody at the end of last year, or maybe, you know, your biz bestie's birthday's coming up, or maybe a milestone birthday is coming up for one of your friends who runs a business, then definitely check out this list. You might even, you know, you might go through this list and maybe decide that, oh, okay, that thing is really great. I don't know if I'd use it all the time. And you could even go halves with somebody, like find another business owner in your group, in your circle, and maybe you share the cost and you share the thing, the tool. If you work in a co-working space or you share an office with other people, then, you know, it's another great way that you could potentially save some money and also get the benefit of these tools. All right. So in no particular order, and I am also not sponsored by any of these companies. If anyone's listening from these companies and would like to sponsor me, then definitely get in touch. But every time that I'm recommending something on this podcast, it is a genuine recommendation. I don't get kickback. So I just, yeah, think these things have been really, really great. So in no particular order, the first tool that has really helped my business, especially in the last year, is the Logitech Brio camera. So that is a webcam, and it is probably the easiest thing you could ever install. I actually didn't open it out of the box for months and months because I think I'm pretty tech savvy, but it was just sort of that thing in my head that I was like, oh, I don't have time to install it, or oh, I'll do that, you know, when I can sit and concentrate and read the instructions and not try to get through other things. But I had actually recommended it to one of my clients, and he came on the camera looking extra sharp. He always looks really sharp. He's great and very well polished and all of that, very well styled. But he came on and I went, where are you? And he was like, why? And I was like, you look like you're in a TV studio. And he said, I'm using the camera you recommended. And I was like, oh, it reminded me to go and get mine out of the box and actually install it, which took all of 30 seconds. You literally open it out of the box and you put it on top of your computer. There's no download this software or do this or do this. So the Logitech Brio camera is literally life-changing if you spend a lot of time on Zoom. Now, I can't believe that years ago, so we've been using Zoom in the business forever. I think the first year, 2016, we might have used Skype and then it went to Zoom. I'm not sure when Zoom was created, but basically we started using it as soon as we could. And we used to actually send tutorials to anyone who signed up with us on this program called Zoom and how to use it and what to do. And it's actually a perk of the pandemic that we never have to explain what Zoom is to people because no one had heard of it. They were like, what do you mean? And would just say, oh, it's just like Skype. So if you are someone who, whether it's because of the pandemic or you have always been someone who does like video conferencing, then you definitely want to, if you can, invest in a quality webcam. It just makes everything look better, not just, you know, you yourself, but if you're sharing things, you know, it's just a better quality image. So it's the Logitech Brio camera. Yeah, it makes everything look super professional. It is very clear. So I don't know, my other camera, just like my computer camera, which I've been using for years, I should say, kind of blurred things out a little bit. So when I first got this, I was like, whoa, look at those wrinkles. Look, it's like, oh, but it is really clear and I love it. And it has like a really great little travel case as well. So if you travel a lot, it's very small, it packs up small and it's light. And like I said before, it is so easy to install. It literally just has like a kind of like a clip that you just put at the top of your camera. I can't believe the difference. The other thing that it's amazing for is if you are someone who wants to start a course or has courses and maybe you need to revisit and re-record them, a lot of companies now, including Canva of all things, allow you to record your screen. So I usually use QuickTime. I know a lot of people use Loom to record your screen and also have like a photo of you in the middle, you know, or at the corner kind of saying stuff. So if you are launching a course this year and you're thinking, well, I need to record a bunch of screens or I need to record my slides and talk to the camera, then definitely invest in something like this because it's going to help you create a lot more professional looking courses than just your standard camera. Also, if you do lives on like Facebook, if you do anything like that, and you know, so many of us do now, even if we weren't before, everyone is now. So it kind of pays to invest in a good camera. It really does make things look a lot more professional. So that is the Logitech Brio camera. Brio is B-R-I-O. Maybe it's Brio, not sure. But I will link to that in the show notes. And of course, you can find the show notes, like I mentioned before, over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/168. So that is number one, the Logitech Brio camera. Number two, and you know, I talk about these all the time, and if you worked with me, you know that I'm like an addict. A whiteboard. I cannot recommend a whiteboard enough. I have multiple whiteboards and I'm constantly using them. I'm constantly brainstorming, doing money mapping. I'm doing, you know, my plan for the year. I'm doing content ideas. I'm looking at mine right now. I have a whole bunch of passwords, which is probably really unsafe and not secure. I also have the hex numbers of my brand colors because I have them set up in Canva, but I feel like sometimes I need to send them to someone and I just having them there makes it so much easier. I am quite a digitally savvy person. I've been online for many, many, many years. I've always worked in online. However, I still think that there's something amazing about a pen and paper or a dry erase marker and a whiteboard. I have a big whiteboard literally in front of my desk that I just got like a plain big whiteboard and I got some Christmas like sticky tape. I mean, you can get anything really, but I used to mark it up with actual like the whiteboard markers, but then I'd notice that they would sort of rub something or touch it accidentally or whatever. And so I actually just got the sticky tape, the Christmas tape. You could get any type of tape. And I just made two lines across it and then three lines. So two lines horizontally, three lines vertically, which makes 12 boxes. And so now I have each box mapped out for 1 month of the year. And I'm literally have just filled that all in for 2022. And so I can see at a glance the whole year in front of me and it's there. It's not like I have to turn my computer on. It's not like I have to, you know, remove all my tabs and have something open and then flick between. It's just such a great thing. And if I want to then obviously change anything, I can just rub things out. It's a whiteboard. So I love, love, love a whiteboard. I think they're amazing. I also have a mini whiteboard memo pad that I use every single day to mark out the top three things I need to get done. I bring it if I need to do a speaking gig. I bring it and literally have it usually on the, if I'm doing a speaking gig in person, I will usually have it up on the lectern with me because sometimes I'll be doing a speaking gig or a workshop that's, you know, 4 hours, 6 hours. I remember doing a 4-hour one for Etsy. And sometimes people ask questions and therefore, which is great, therefore the timeline that you had actually pushes out. So it allows me to kind of almost have like an agenda ahead of me with the time and what I'm talking about. And so I can look at the time and be like, have I covered off that? Have I covered off that? And then if for some reason things get pushed out because there's a whole lot of discussion or debate or questions, then I can just literally with my finger like erase that time and put a new time in so that I can keep myself on track. If you've listened to the podcast, you'll know that I tend to talk. So it's the same in real life as well. So I love a whiteboard and a whiteboards, you know, if you're listening from the US, I think I call them dry erase boards, but they're pretty much available at any online stationery store. For a while, I've been considering doing my own because really there's not very many good ones available. I do know that Helen from Haluna Happy Names in Sydney creates them as well. So get in touch if you want to personalize one. We will link to Haluna Happy Names on our show notes, but you can also check out, you know, a whole bunch of marketplaces like Etsy. We'll link to the Etsy dry erase boards. There are some really beautiful ones that people have made. Likewise, Haluna Happy Names. But if you are going to buy one, you know, it's worth looking. Can you support a small business owner rather than, you know, a giant multinational where you're going to get your stationery from? So that's number two, a whiteboard. Number three, and I really can't believe I ran my business for so long without this, because it sounds so simple, But last year, I invested in a laptop stand. I know, mind-blowing, right? But for years. So I'm talking about not just for the last, I'm into my seventh year of business, not just that time. I've always worked from home. I used to work in what now is my son's bedroom. Now I work out the back. We've got an office built in our garden for me, which is lovely. But yeah, I worked for many years in my own business, but also before that in a whole bunch of agencies and other places with literally boxes or books under my laptop to get it up to eye level, you know, with occupational health and safety. I mean, I'm not somebody who's trained in that, but I know that from all the people that used to come around at corporates to check OH&S, that your laptop, like the screen, should really be at your eye level. So if you're, and that's if you're sitting, you know, straight, not slumped down. So I am pretty tall. I'm 176/177 on a good day, centimeters tall. So like 5'10". So if I'm sitting up straight in my chair, the eye level of my laptop, like the screen, should really be kind of high. And what I would do is just keep getting coffee table books and coffee table books and kind of putting it up. And you'll often see it, you know, on the news with everyone like doing conference calling. You see people all the time where the video is looking straight up their nose. And that is because the laptop is down on the desk and it's not raised in some way. So just a little, you know, OH&S tip for you there. Your eye level should be in the middle of your screen so that the screen should come up. You shouldn't go down. You shouldn't be bending your neck or moving your shoulders or slumping down. It should be up. So for years, I have just had books. And then it's kind of annoying if I actually need that book because it's under my laptop. So this year I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a laptop stand, which also allows, depending on, you know, what kind of desk you have, it also would allow you to be standing up at work. And I got this great laptop stand. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's just from a major online retailer. The one that I got, and again, I don't get any kickback. I don't know anything really about this company. I just found it online, is the Omoton, O-M-O-T-O-N, ergonomic aluminium computer holder with cooling function, compatible for MacBook Air and all laptops. So 11 to 17 inch. So I got that. I have a MacBook Pro and I got that and basically it folds flat. So it's like metal and it is kind of stiff when you first get it, but it was really sturdy. And basically it folds flat and then you push it out and it's almost like a Z kind of holding up your laptop. And then you've got a whole lot of space underneath as well, which is really good as well. Like it looks a lot more clean, not so cluttered or bulky on the desk. And the other thing is because it lies flat, you could take it if you are traveling, if you move between different rooms, say you work from home and then you also work from an office a couple of days a week. I know a lot of people's work from home situation is permanent now because of the pandemic. So it's just like it's very simple to flatten up again and then just take in the car or take wherever. So I have loved that. I have just like, I'm literally looking at it right now. It's so simple, but it's one of those things that you're like, God, I wish I'd had this years ago, as opposed to always trying to find the right amount of books. I used to like, if I was, you know, decided that I needed to be inside for homeschooling or something else. Yeah. I was always trying to find like five books that would be at the right level. So yeah, Definitely worth it. I think I paid about $60 for that, $60 Australian, not sure what it is elsewhere, but I will link to that in the show notes. Something else that has been really useful and more so since the pandemic is a selfie stick. And I have to say that when I first bought this, my husband was like, are you serious? Are you going to be that person that has their phone out when we like, you know, going on a walk or something and suddenly you've got the selfie stick in front of you? And I was like, no, but I am going to be that person if I'm doing an Instagram live from my desk who doesn't want to have my hand shaking with the phone the whole time. And so I basically got this to use it as a tripod. I did have an issue with the one that I actually bought where the remote, like able to take a photo remotely with the little remote control thing, didn't really work. But what I used it for is basically, yeah, just putting my iPhone on a stand so that if I'm doing Instagram stories, if I'm doing, you know, reels, if I'm doing anything else like that, even Facebook lives, that I had it standing still. And also I've done a couple of times where I've filmed myself doing something on my computer to show like a client to just send it quickly, as opposed to creating like a QuickTime video or something else. Sometimes they take ages to sync into Dropbox. But yeah, the other thing that was really, really useful is to have this selfie stick was during the pandemic. I have two young children and I live with my husband as well. And so the four of us, you know, like if you try and take a photo or when we were trying to FaceTime my in-laws, you know, you'd usually be like one of us kind of out of the camera shot. And so it was really good to have this set up and you can turn it horizontally, vertically, and be able to FaceTime people and everyone see us just on a phone rather than having to get the laptop out. So yes, a selfie stick was really, really useful. I'll link to the one that I got, but you know, you can choose. There's all sorts of ones out there in the world of selfie sticks. So that was something, yeah, surprisingly, I bought it in 2020 and it really didn't get used for a long time. And then, yeah, it got used a lot at the end of 2020 and start of 2021. So then the next thing, which is really like an upgrade on the selfie stick, and I haven't used it hugely yet, but I'm really excited about it, is a lighting kit. So this is kind of like a DIY lighting studio for your phone. So it's quite heavy. It's kind of this really bulky thing. The one that I got, and I'm sure they're everywhere, and again, I just got it from like an Instagram ad, I think, is called the Unique Lighting Kit. So it's U-N-I-Q-U. It's 360-degree shooting. It's got panoramic view. It's got double-sided fill light. So the light is on both sides of, you know, so you'll have like your phone in a particular position and you can change the lighting so that it's almost like a light room for your phone. And also it can adjust to all sorts of places. So you can put it on your desk. You could be putting it from the floor right up. If you were, you know, recording yourself sitting at your desk, you could put it basically if you were taking photos of food a lot and you kind of needed to have your phone almost upside down above you without having to stand on a whole bunch of steps or something to get the right shot. Likewise, I guess if you were doing like a bed shot or something and you had like a high shelf that you could put this on. So it's a really cool little nifty lighting kit. And I intend to do a lot more video next year in 2022. So, or this year, I should say, oh my gosh, I'm still behind. But so I really think this tool is going to help a lot. The other thing that I've suggested it to some of my clients is that they've got, you know, these great retail stores where, you know, people are coming in and trying on clothes and looking, you know, extra amazing, or even their staff putting the clothes on in certain ways and styling it. And so sometimes they've thought, oh no, you know, I know one particular client was sort of like, oh, we don't take the best shots, or, you know, I don't always feel like confident with my camera or my phone, or, you know, I'm using the phone for something else. You know, maybe you use the phone for Square payments or something else. And so this is great to have this set up and maybe have like if you have a spare phone or an old phone or anything else that you could have this set up in your retail space or in a market or whatever and be able to just put your phone in and get like a perfect shot because you've got all the lighting, you've got the right angles, you're able to manipulate it to move it to where you need it to be. And it will give you the opportunity to create a whole lot of original content. Obviously, this is not in place of an actually proper photographer, but I think this is a great tool if you are refraining from taking photos because you don't think you're that good at it. This tool almost, you know, makes it super easy for you to get the lighting right, and good lighting is so important to have a good shot. So that is a lighting kit. And like I said, I got the Unique one. I, you know, have no association with them. I'm sure you could get these anywhere, but we'll link to it in the show notes, which again, you can find at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/168. Some other stuff that I think has helped me in my business is a Spotify subscription. And again, if anyone's listening from Spotify, come on, let's have a chat because I am always recommending Spotify to people. So whether it's to listen to podcasts, whether it's to listen to, you know, great music, I used to actually pay for a tool, a platform called Focus at Will. And I have to give a shout out to Kylie Lewis from Ovkin because she's the person who put me onto that years and years ago. So Focus at Will was really, or is, I think you can still, you know, pay for it. It's a monthly subscription and you put in kind of information about yourself and it spits out basically music and tunes that will help you focus, you specifically. So it figures out the beats per minute that help you. It you kind of do a survey every time you finish listening. And it really does. Like it really did help me focus. But what I found was that there's a whole bunch of similar stuff on Spotify. You can find a whole bunch of like focus playlists. You can find playlists for pretty much everything. We have a bunch of playlists. I have my chill sounds playlist that I'm often recommending to people. And I have had a Spotify subscription. I think Spotify launched as a platform in 2009 or 2008 even. And I got a subscription 2009. So I have had a subscription now for 13 years. And I love it because there's no ads with a subscription. And I listen to music all the time. I listen to music if I want to pep up, I listen to music. If I'm needing to chill out, I'm listening to music or meditations or podcasts, like all the time. Even when I'm like doing the laundry, at the moment I'm listening to a great podcast that my friend Ma over in Amsterdam recommended called I Am Not a Monster by BBC. I just finished listening to Sweet Bobby, which was recommendation on Spotify. And I have to say, and I'm not being sponsored by Spotify, Spotify's customization is next level. So even just as a brand exercise, looking at the way that Spotify creates playlists, the way that they engage with you, it's just incredible. So I definitely think that the Spotify subscription has really helped my business, as silly as that sounds. And another platform, the last one that I'll mention today, because I feel like I'm sort of going on and on. I could literally mention like 20 other things that I've bought in the last year that have been great. Spotify obviously has been bought many, many, many years ago, but definitely in the pandemic, I've really felt that Spotify was super helpful, particularly meditations, my chill sounds playlist, a whole bunch of other stuff. We'll link to the chill sounds playlist in the show notes as well. But another platform that I have used for so long, I think again, since it, well, I'm not sure when it launched, but I started using it, I think in 2014 or 2015. And I definitely noticed that in 2021, that they just started adding all these features, which just make it even better. So that is Canva. So C-A-N-V-A, if you are not familiar with it. So like canvas, just without the S. And that is, you know, an Australian unicorn kind of story. And you can definitely find out a whole bunch about Melanie Perkins and everyone else behind Canva if you just Google it and have a look at. It's pretty incredible, the story. But Canva really is drag and drop design. And, you know, again, I don't think, just like the lighting kit isn't replacing photographers, Canva is not totally replacing graphic designers. Some of my best friends are graphic designers. My husband is a graphic designer. It can't do absolutely everything, but it is a great place to start if you are someone who's like, I don't have the funds right now to employ a graphic designer, or I have employed a graphic designer and I know they've created the typography, the color palette, and maybe some templates. And now you can transpose that into Canva. I have a whole lot of stuff that can be batch created quickly for you. So you can take, you know, the color palette, typography, and go into Canva and find, say, a presentation deck if you need to do a pitch deck or a speaker bio or a speaker kit or a media kit or a sponsorship package. And you can literally go into their presentations and change things so quickly so that it looks really professional. It's in your brand style. If you pay for Canva as well, you can put in your brand information as a kind of brand toolkit. And so every time you open something, you can just hit a button and you can see all your brand colors and typography and just change it quickly. But I did notice that in 2021, like I said, Canva just sort of exploded a bit more. So now they do on-demand printing. So you can literally print like t-shirts straight from your Canva designs. You can print mugs. You can print all the actual, you know, paper kind of collateral, posters, flyers, envelopes, all that stuff. And so they really went from being just a digital platform that kind of did most of the stuff, but then you still had to find somebody to print it, through to kind of being this end-to-end service. And now, I don't know if this has always been a thing, but I've only recently discovered it, that Canva allows you to, they also did like presentations, so you could just hit present, kind of like you do with PowerPoint or slides in Google Drive. But now you can also record your screen and also put your face in the corner as well. So It's really great if you're doing courses. It's really great if you are doing tutorials for your staff. I often work with people and they've got these kind of SOPs, like standard operating procedures, documented, which is nice to have like this text format document. But I always say that it is so much easier for people to understand video a lot more these days. Not everyone, but if you can, you know, video, even with captions, with even if they just take the audio part of it out, like the tutorials when you're teaching somebody, training someone how to do it, it's just so easy to show them as opposed to try and write down all the steps. I definitely think both can work, but I know in our business, like I make so many video tutorials for my staff to be like, okay, this is how you do it. I mean, that's also the way I learn. So probably there's a bias there, but I love that Canva has created that. So it really is this kind of one-stop shop that just does so much. So that is another one, another platform that I definitely think has helped my business. And I definitely think it should be part of your tools if you're in business as well. So that's just a couple of things. I'll go through them again, just in case you missed any. The Logitech Brio camera, not really sure, web camera. It's amazing. Whiteboards of any kind. The laptop stand totally changed my desk setup, made everything look so much more profesh and neat and tidy. The selfie stick, the Unicue lighting kit. And again, you could go to any lighting kit, Spotify subscription and Canva subscription. So we'll link to all of those in the show notes. They're all just things that I use all the time. I think they're really, really useful regardless of what kind of business that you have. But yeah, I would love to know what you use all the time. What tools or software systems or items have you bought recently that have just really, really helped you in your business? Often it can be something really small. Oh, another thing, which actually is not in my business, but I could imagine that if you had a few staff, it would be a great one. We bought one for inside our house. And this is shout out to my sister, Sinead, who told me about this. So basically it's a stand, like a wooden stand, and it has these sort of plastic separation points, and you can charge like 6 or 7 things at once. So we have a charging station at, well, not a station, we literally have a charger in the kitchen, and that is where I charge my iPhone, my husband charges his iPhone, we charge the AirPods, we have 2 iPads. We never bought an iPad. These have been like hand-me-downs from my parents. Yeah, so we have all this stuff. I have my Fitbit charging, just a whole bunch of things charging off one charger. And we did have 2. I don't know what happened to the other one. Then we bought a couple. They didn't really work, or they'd stop working after a while. And my sister was like, you know what we bought recently? And it's saved. She's got 3 young kids and, you know, her partner as well. And she was like, we bought a charging station. We bought one, and literally no more arguments about who took the charger out or why aren't these things charged or who took the AirPods out or whatever. It is great. You can have like 6 things charging at once. It just means everything is charged all the time. And it doesn't look too bad either. So we'll link to that in the show notes as well. But yes, would love to know what you love. What kind of tool or software platform are you loving? Please don't be a stranger. So you can send me a DM at My Daily Business Coach, or feel free to share it with your audience and just tag at My Daily Business Coach so we can see as well. But yeah, that is it for today's coaching episode. I hope you find some of these things useful. Maybe you own some, maybe you don't. But if you have any questions about anything that I've mentioned, please don't be a stranger. Literally just, yeah, send me a DM, or you can send an email, hello@mydailybusinesscoach.com. And again, that list will be available over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/168. Thank you so much for listening. Happy birthday again, Levi, if we're still listening to the end of this episode. Have a great day, and have a great day to everyone else who's listening. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com, or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.